Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I just want to have a moment with you kids in the car for a minute. Because I know you don't listen to what your parents say. Because what do they know, right? But you listen to what other people say. If you're like a typical young person. Here's the deal. You go to school, right? Maybe you do great in school, and I encourage that. It's a great place to learn work ethic. But it's not the only determinant of how your life will go. What people think of you in school, my husband and I were talking about this last night. What people think of you in school, how popular you are or not, how well you do in school, you want to do well. That'll help. It'll make your transition into life easier. But it's not the determinant of how your life will come out. And I know that sometimes the pressure that is put on you in a good way because they love you by your parents and your teachers is very well meant. And it's easy to get lost in the small pond that is school and think that how you're measured there, maybe the measurement of you is mediocre, maybe school is not a place where you thrive. Well, don't internalize that. You would be shocked how many people, and I am, and you can't know this till you get through life, that I never thought and I went to school with would be successful who are today. People who didn't do really well in school. People who, you know, after the top 20% of my class in high school, didn't publish anybody else's rank. I didn't want to embarrass anybody. And some of the folks in the unpublished category have shocked me with how well they've done in their lives. So you got to understand. So you need to work hard. You need to do your best in school. You need to accept the help your parents give you and do your best job. But understand that the way you're measured in school, socially, academically, though it may feel like the only measure of you at this time, the only measure that you can get is just one small measure that eventually later on in your life will be almost completely forgotten. You'll almost completely forget everything you learned there, too, if you're like me. One of my sons asked me the square root of a number last night, and I was embarrassed I couldn't remember it. And I was a straight-A student. So, listen, try hard, work hard this year, but understand that you'll be measured on a whole lot broader scale. On a whole lot of other more important things when you get out of school than you will in school. And that goes for academically, but also for, you know, popularity, sports, the things that matter now, that seem like the end of the world, that seem like big things, they won't matter hardly at all in 10, 15 years. They'll just be memories in the yearbook. So enjoy it. Take it seriously. Work hard. But don't take it too seriously. Understand that you can make a ton out of your life. You can do amazing and marvelous things that'll move the world, the town you live in, or the folks whose lives you touch without ever making the honor roll, without ever making the team, without ever even being the most popular person in your school. I can't, you know, there is one person from my school who fascinates me more than anybody. And I went to a private school. It was very snooty. A lot of upper end people. We weren't those people. My mom worked night shift to send us there. And we took great pride in our academic achievement in my family. And in that private school, it was a thing of shame if you were not going to college. And they would just print your name under will be working. I'll never forget this one kid, doesn't matter who he is now. His name was printed in that category. And I would see that kid all summer long. And man, he had like these Mac Daddy lawnmowers, right? Like big industrial ones. This was by his junior year in high school. And I'd see him all throughout my neighborhood. And he had bought a thing to hook up to the back of the pickup truck that he had earned working his first job. And he had so many lawn customers. And that's what he did all summer long. And we'd see him on the way to pool. I mean, he was slaving away. And he was one of those kids in the will be working category. Yeah. Well, little did the rest of us understand how well that business was going for him by the time he was 16. And suffice it to say, maybe a decade later, I'm back in town and I find out that not only does he own a huge and prosperous lawn care business, he owned two other businesses as well that he'd bought, and a fourth that he had started. Phenomenally successful businessman with a nice house out by the lake. So you got to understand the way that school measures you is just one small measure in your life that will be forgotten not too long from now. So listen, if you've got something special inside of you and you know that, and the measures that you're being measured by right now, maybe don't capture it completely. Protect that little special thing inside of you. You got a lot of time and a lot of space to grow and to show it to the world. So you know what? Go through those front doors with a smile on your face. And if you're not number one or number two or number three, you're not even number 55 or, God forbid, 255 in your class, that's okay. Because you know what? Work ethic will take you to a lot of places that most people won't go. And if you do that and you're dependable and people can count on you and you treat them in life the way that you would be treated, and you do that, now and once you leave school, you'll be shocked at the way life pays you back for that and the riches that you'll accumulate, not just in material things, but also in family and friends and general prosperity. So don't let the measurement system that you are forced into right now get you down. So I got to tell you what, there's nothing like getting out of high school and you leave your parents' house and you're 18 years old and there's something really different about your life once you leave school. Let me tell you what it is. Once you're 18 and you leave your parents' house, you get to decide what people are around you. You don't like a job, you can leave it. You don't like one career path, you can leave it. You're not stuck with the same old people. You're not forced to be with them. You can do anything you want. You can go anywhere you want. You can be anything you want. Whatever it is that's a struggle for you this year, and every kid has a different struggle. Whatever it is that's a struggle for you this year, it's going to be so far in your rearview mirror in the future, you'll laugh about it one day. I promise you that. We all struggle at something. This is a silly, almost fake measurement system. I don't know why we created it as a society. I don't know why we try to drill kids into one size fits all, because life ain't one size fits all. There's a lot of paths to happiness and prosperity. And they're closed to you right now because you're not 18. You live in your parents' house and you go where they tell you to go and you do what they tell you to do. And they tell you to do these things for your own good because they love you. But one day soon, you're going to be able to choose who's around you, whose advice you take, what kind of people you look up to, what you do with your life. You're going to have so much control, and it's right around the corner. So listen, hold on tight. Get through whatever the challenges are for you. Do your best at them. But no, this is only temporary. This is just a short time in your life. And you know what? It's one of the best times in your life. It is. You're never going to have so little responsibility and so much potential for fun at any time in your life but right now. So work your hardest. Take it seriously, but not too seriously. And if it bugs you, shake it off. Get back up again the next morning. You have so much in front of you and so many opportunities, so many years to screw up and come back from it. It'll be okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.